Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Natstown. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports Page and FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Dave Nichols from the District Sports Page, Doghouse from Federal Baseball on the line. Coming to you after the third straight win, Nats can put together winning streaks, apparently. 8-2 over the Mets tonight in Citi Field. Big night for the Nationals. They keep the winning going, improve to 10-13 on the year. Dave, we'll get right into it. Steven Strasburg, 3-1, 5-game start. In 5 games, 1.97 ERA, 171, 236, 306 line against in Citi Field in his career before tonight. Fastball humming and moving early, but some questionable strike calls seemed to throw him off his game a little bit. 27 pitch first, 52 pitches after 2 innings, down 2-0 after an RBI double by Kevin Plawecki, a single by Kevin Granderson. 76 pitches after 4. After a chat with McCaddy, he kind of settled in, though. I called Steve McCaddy, the Nats pitching coach, the Strass Whisperer on Twitter. He seemed to say something to him that settled him in. And after a kind of rough start by Strasburg, he settled in nicely there against the Mets.
Yeah, you know, his fastball was really moving tonight. And I was kind of surprised that he didn't rely on it really as much as I thought that he probably should have, as good as it looked. I think that he was really trying to use his changeup a lot and was having trouble with it. And I think the more trouble he had with it, the more he tried to throw it. And I think perhaps at some point McCaddy just said, hey, look, don't trust your fastball. You can get outs with it and no other pitch as long as you're locating your fastball. And I think that's probably what happened, whether that's what he said to him on the mound or they had discussions along those lines in the dugout. But it seemed like once Strasburg got away from the changeup and relied on the fastball more, he had more success. I think that, numbers-wise, it turns out to be one of Strasburg's better starts, but certainly those first couple of innings when he ran the pitch count up really high was going to necessitate the Nats going to the bullpen early, and the bullpen really did a nice job for them tonight in relief of Strasburg.
So I guess I was looking at the notes from the last game after Strasburg struggled against the Marlins a little bit, put together a decent start, but once again, as Dave mentioned, the off-speed stuff wasn't there, so he was throwing mostly fastballs. The Marlins were able to key in on the fastball. Didn't look like he had his secondary stuff tonight, but that fastball was moving, and after 52 pitches in the first 2 innings, he ends up going 5 1/3 on 100 pitches. Settled in nicely there, but what do you see from Strasburg? And Mets announcers were also making a big deal about him and Wilson Ramos not looking like they're on the same page either, a little back and forth between those two.
Yeah, people were certainly complaining about the game calling in the game thread, especially when you notice how it seemed like the Mets hitters weren't catching up to the fastball. Now, I'll grant you, if he throws it enough, they'll time it eventually, but he was touching 96, 97 today. There was great movement on it, and while the changeup wasn't really there tonight, he was throwing the curveball for strikes. He almost knocked someone down with it, and he came back in nearly for a strike. He did go to a lot of long counts early. There was a walk in there, but like we saw with Zimmerman the other night, at some point, he just decided that giving up hits and runs is for suckers. I'm going to bear down and strike everyone out. And he struck out 7 5 1/3. So maybe if we just took this approach from the beginning of the outing, we could save a little bit of anguish here. So good from Strasburg. Just, you know, let's get to strike them all out a little earlier the next time out.
Dave, Jacob DeGrom on the mound for the Mets tonight. Came into the game with a 14 1/3 inning scoreless streak going at home in Citi Field. 7-0, 0.95 ERA in his last 8 starts at the Mets home. 9 up, 9 down to start it, but a walk, an error by the Mets, sort of like a Mets game early in the season, then an RBI single by Worth. Cut the Mets lead in half, 2-1 at that point. Sack fly by Zimmerman, RBI ground out by Ramos, 3-2 Mets in the fourth. Nats end up knocking him out in the sixth inning, 5-2 in the sixth after a Uni Escobar single, RBI singles by Zim and Ramos. That's kind of knocked DeGrom around a little bit. I was expecting a little bit more from him. That's got him out of there early.
Yeah, you know, much like Strasburg, the Nats were able to wear DeGrom down again Tonight we saw Span having several at bats that you know, 6, 7, 8 pitches, and you know, eventually when you wear a pitcher down, you're going to be able to get to him. And I think that's kind of what we saw from DeGrom tonight. He got the ground, like you mentioned, he got the ground ball, went right through Wilmer Flores' legs, and that kind of opened the floodgates for the Nats. DeGrom never really regained his composure, and you know, obviously there were jokes on the social media about you know, he had a Strasburg implosion, and he out Strasburg Strasburg floating after the error. But you know, I think I think we're finally starting to see semblance of an offensive game plan by these Nationals. Early in the season, we were seeing a lot of at-bats by the backups, a lot of at-bats by guys that aren't necessarily everyday major league players. And now that Worth and Span and Zimmerman, all these guys are getting multiple at-bats, and I think some of them are starting to settle into something of the groove. We saw Worth have several at-bats tonight that were better than anything he's done in the previous 2 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, DeGrom's a good pitcher, but they got to him a little bit tonight, and maybe his defense got to him, and maybe he got to himself a little bit.
Top of the sixth inning, Yunel Escobar singles, Bryce Harper doubles, sends Uni around the third, Ryan Zimmerman singles to bring him in, Wilson Ramos singles to score Harper, 5-2 at that point. Strasburg, comes back out for the sixth, gives up a back-to-back singles by Duda and Kadir, gets one out before he's lifted from the game. Aaron Barrett, really nice outing here by Barrett. I've been kind of worried about him since the end of the season last year. We don't want to rehash that because I'm sure he's tired of hearing about it. But he comes on to face Eric Campbell, strikes him out with a really nice slider inside. Wilmer Flores lines out to end the inning there. But both runners he inherited, he's stranded on the base pass. Barrett with a nice outing there to complete the sixth. That was for Doghouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that slider that he got Campbell swinging on was just brutal. Oh, my God, the movement on that pitch. That was a delight to behold. But, yeah, he came in and went right at the hitters and got 2 quick outs. Good for Barrett. I don't quite understand what this is now, this whole strategy of relief pitchers getting quick outs. Where's the excitement in that? Come on.
A good outing for
Barrett. He picked up Strasburg there, although from the look he gave Maddie when he came out to get him, he didn't want to be picked up. I think he wanted to pick himself up there. But Barrett did the job when Williams wouldn't let him.
Dave, a little interesting thing there in the sixth inning. Denard Span came out of the game. Michael Taylor came on. You're hoping it's not an injury. From what I'm seeing in the post game, it just said that he's been playing a lot since he came off the DL. Just a little tired at this point, so they get Michael Taylor in there, get him some necessary ABs if they're going to keep him up here in the majors. But worried at all about Span, or you think this is just one of those situations where they wanted to get him a little bit of rest?
Well, you know, as we've mentioned several times this year, the Nats medical staff we can only take with a grain of salt. So I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed and take them at their word that this was just an instance of getting him out and getting Taylor some playing time and maybe get Span off his feet for a couple of days. I mean, you watched the game, you didn't see anything particular that Span might have exacerbated an injury. So let's see if he's in the lineup tomorrow or if he's sitting, and at that point maybe we can start to worry.
Real nice night from Bryce Harper tonight. Doghouse, he ends it with a nice double in the ninth. Against Jack Leatherfitch, who might have my favorite name in the majors right now, but Nationals start the inning with a Clint Robinson single. One out later, Uni Escobar single. Jason Worth loads the bases up with another hit. His second of the night, 2 for 5 for Worth, and then Harper comes in against the lefty, falls down 0-2, but takes a fastball to the left center, clears the bases there, 8-2 at that point. Harper ends the game 2 for 3, 3 RBIs, walk and a K. He's piling up walks and Ks early this season, as Dave and I were kind of joking on our direct messages on Twitter, but everyone's focused on the walks while he's piling up Ks as well. But overall, a really nice night from Harper at the plate, and especially in that at-bat, falls behind early, but gets a nice hit to clear the bases.
Well, one hit, one strikeout, one walk. I don't know if I'm going to classify that as piling exactly when it comes with 2 extra base hits.
On the season, he's piling up games.
Well, no, I mean the pile is certainly there. But Harper is turning into a bit of a stat patter, just like Span here with his junk time RBIs here in the ninth. But he's showing the patience. He's getting taking the pitches he gets and doing good things with them. Let's cross our fingers that this keeps going all year, because this, combined with everyone else waking up, holy cow, this has the potential to be quite an impressive offensive production for this team here. I got to admit, after the first couple of innings, I was thinking that they were going to lose 2-0. But wow, did they turn this around.
Dave, you know I've been championing Sammy Solis since I first saw him back there in 2010. Injuries all throughout his college career, or in his college career, all throughout his time as a professional, but he makes his MLB debut tonight. Fastball sat around 93, 94, 80, 84 on the curve, change up in mid-80s, dialed up the fastball to 96 to get Curtis Granderson swinging for his first K of his career in the majors. Top 10-pitch 1-2-3 inning in his MLB debut, 22 pitches and 2 scoreless. Really nice to see Sammy Solis come up here, a 2010 second-round pick, battled all kinds of injuries, but made his debut tonight and impressed everybody out there.
Yeah, you know, obviously he had a lot of adrenaline going for his major league debut. I don't think anybody expects him to sit 96 miles an hour, but it was interesting to see that he is capable of popping that. You know, like you said, 93, 94 on the fastball. I was kind of surprised a little bit by the curve. I mean, this is a pitch that that he really hasn't featured for very long. I mean, this is a guy that that obviously, you know, we talked about the injury history. I liked the curveball. I saw it a couple of different times. I liked his approach. He went right after guys. He got Granderson looking. I thought it was just a terrific performance, and I thought it was really interesting that Matt Williams let him go back out for a second inning. I mean, at that point, it was 5-2. It was a save opportunity. So you figure that he goes with the A bullpen and goes with the quote unquote eighth inning guy, but ran Solis back out there for a second inning. It's good to see the player succeed under this situation, and it's good to see the manager trust a young player in that situation. Which at that time it was still a very close ball game.
Yeah, we got to talk to him at Nats Fest in 2014, before that season, when they were talking about him as a potential bullpen member. And he said that after Tommy John surgery, the curve finally came around when he went to the AFL in late 2014 and looked good on the mound tonight, Doghouse. I don't know if this is your first look at Solis, but like I told Dave, I said to Dave, I've been championing him for a long time. Were you impressed with his MLB debut out there?
Yeah, I can see why you've been in his corner. He looked good. The breaking pitches had wonderful movement on him. He was spotting his fastball nicely. He got a couple of generous calls, but he took advantage of them. I was kind of hoping he would get the three-out save or the three-inning save, but he was pinch hit four in the ninth, so we couldn't. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some more of him this season, and I hope his subsequent outings don't go like some of Martin's subsequent outings.
Dave, 26 runs in the last two games against the Braves, 8 tonight, 5-for-15 with runners in scoring position, and still managed to leave 7 on base, but the Nats win 3 in a row. It dominated the Mets last year, 15-4 against their NL East rivals, 9-1 in Citi Field, now 10-1 in the last 11 games there. Mets have jumped out to an early lead here, but it's good to see the Nationals after Strasburg settled down, the pitching kind of rolling at this point for the Nationals.
Yeah, you know, this is a good opportunity for the Nationals coming into a place where they obviously feel comfortable playing, taking the first game of the four-game series. They really have an opportunity to express themselves in the division and tell the Mets that, hey, you know, this division is still going to come through us. The Mets obviously playing, getting back on track against the Braves, taking the first game here. It's a really good opportunity for them. The Nats go with Scherzer tomorrow night against Matt Harvey. It ought to be a terrific ball game, a terrific pitching matchup. So just a great opportunity for the Nationals here to finally get on track. They've got 3 wins in a row. back-to-back wins doesn't make a winning streak. Three wins make a streak, and the Nats are streaking now. So I say, everybody, let's go streaking.
10-13 on the year.
As we just
10-13 on the year after the third straight win. Scherzer versus Harvey, 7:10 p.m. tomorrow night in Citi Field. Should be a great atmosphere. Mets fans are going to fill up that park to see the Dark Knight of Gotham, the worst nickname in baseball, take on Max Scherzer. Max Knightley, sponsored by the District Sports page at federalbaseball.com. That's all for tonight. Dave, congrats on your late second win there with your Capitals, but
woo-hoo.
That's all the congrats I'm going to give you. I don't want to see, is there any way we can get a double elimination in that series? That's what I'm looking for. Max Knightley, sponsored by the District Sports page at federalbaseball.com. Signing off. Talk to you guys both tomorrow night.
Go Nats.
Hashtag DC Rising.